meeting to order. Can I have approval of the November 9th, 16th, and 16th special meeting?
So moved.
Second. That's Walter, discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. I'd like to take resolution 649 out of order if we can, approving the advancement of capital projects for the Ulster County Community College. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Bartels, discussion. Legislator Rock.
Thanks. I was just curious as to why this was late.
Amber, would you like to?
Is there anybody here from the executive's office?
We're here. This was submitted on behalf of the college. I see Jamie.
Yeah, I'm here as well. Here. Do you want me to jump in to explain?
Yes, please.
Yep, thanks, Ken. So this resolution has to be approved after the adoption of the capital program. SUNY requires this resolution in order to advance our capital projects for inclusion in the state executive budget. Typically, we'd like to have this resolution done at the same time that the budget is being approved. However, this year, through a misunderstanding on our side, it did not get included in the budget package. In the future, we'll make sure that we get it into be included in the budget package so it's adopted in sequence with the capital project.
Thank you.
Absolutely, thank you.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried, thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution 550, adopting proposed local law number 6 of 2021, repealing local law number 2 of 2013, established school-based mental health. Can I have a motion?
I'll move for discussion.
Wrong second, Walter to second. Walter second, sorry. Legislator, discussion? Legislator Walter?
You know, I've said this before, while I appreciate the overall intent of this, I think that this law is a long way away from being in a place that it needs to be, and I would prefer to have a public hearing when it's a bit more well-formed. I have many issues with elements of it, but I feel like, you know, I get the concept of using public hearing in order to have an opportunity to, to hear what people have to say. But I just think this is, it's too far away from being close to where I'd want it to be, that I would rather have input when it's at a place that, you know, more of us feel comfortable with.
Point of information, Mr. Chairman. This is adopting the law, not setting a public hearing, just for Legislator Walter.
Yeah. Thank you. So, okay. So for those reasons, plus 100 more, then I'm absolutely not supportive of this. There's many changes that I think need to be made to this. Thank you for pointing that out. I had a distracting puppy.
All good. I understand.
Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, I too appreciate the sentiment, but I think that I think there's much more work that needs to be done. You know, I would look to a much more robust process, engaging the schools in the discussion, and also engaging our own department. My understanding is that our Department of Mental Health didn't weigh in because we were, you know, it was waiting for the public hearing. And so moving forward, I hope that we're going to continue to discuss it. I'm not ready to move on this and pass it in its current form because I too have some specific concerns, but I'm also very interested in a more robust, inclusive process of stakeholders.
Mr. Crispo?
Yeah, if I might weigh in, we had a robust discussion about this in public health as well. And there were some concerns over specific language. There was one section that we weren't clear whether schools would be required to hire a school resource officer or not. The way that the language is written, it's not clear whether it was a list of possibilities to be funded or whether those positions actually had to be funded. And so I was asking for clarification on that. So I just wanted this committee to know that that discussion happened in public health.
I say, Walter.
Thank you. Also, I did talk briefly with Chuck at BOCES about this, some other kinds of concerns, which I think would definitely be smart to involve BOCES, because even with this money, how that got distributed, how to make you know, how to truly cover the costs of some of these things really requires a sort of centralized conversation. And I know Chuck is interested in having that conversation, but it really would need to have much more, you know, much more work with BOCES and the schools, but, you know, BOCES as sort of that central unit. But he had expressed concerns as well.
Anybody else? Legislative Perry?
Yeah. I mean, the BOCES in particular, they do a great job. But of course, if they didn't think this kind of stuff up or haven't implemented something already, then in my mind, my feeble mind, something's wrong. What this whole project is, this whole concept, it's a human capital project. We pass legislation all the time for capital projects. Well, this is a human capital project. This is a project and legislation where people can hopefully, through aid and communication with the schools and the county and funding, be more productive, flexible, and innovative. It's not difficult to understand a capital investment in a building, a bridge, communications. What does that capital investment do? It makes them more useful and more productive. Ditto with kids, young people in school. And so this is a capital investment. It's a capital project. That's the way I see it. The answers don't have to be here today. You're not gonna get anywhere, just like it didn't in 2013, because some folks had maybe a better idea. It never gets anywhere. And look what has happened in the last 10 years with depression, anxieties, addictions. I know I'm not even interested in asking all the questions. If it passes, it goes to the executive. If the executive vetoes it, fine. If the executive doesn't veto it, he'll be dealing with the legislature. He'll be bringing schools in to say, how can we work together from kindergarten on up to try to make our and invest in our capital? The day I came to this legislature, I've always said that people, our infrastructure. The young people in particular are infrastructure. And they're not being properly assisted when it comes to these particular problems. And consequently, they're making their way back either through health problems, mental health problems, the criminal justice system. So we can talk it to death, but if you look at this as a capital project, it makes all the sense in the world.
Any other discussion?
And if I might, Mr. Chairman, I do believe it should go to the legislature. We can have another robust discussion and win, lose, or draw, it's over.
Well, I'll just speak for myself, at least for right now. If you're asking for us to vote now, I will be a no myself as well. And it sounds like several others will as well. I would recommend potentially somebody making a motion to postpone it to the next meeting. Legislator Ronk?
To the next committee meeting, right?
Correct.
Understood, thank you.
Legislator Bartels, then Walter.
So I appreciate the sentiment in terms of to the next committee meeting, but knowing that that next committee meeting is a week away, I don't think we're gonna answer.
I think it would require to Legislative Bartels. My understanding is that it has to be postponed till the next.
No, round. That changed in the rule. So now it could be to the next. It could be to the next meeting. Then the next meeting of Ways and Means, which wouldn't be until January. Or we can. I mean, we can take no action. I appreciate the legislator Parity as a sponsor. His want to take it to the floor, but I would echo the sentiments of that you just stated, Legislator Guevaras. If we were forced to vote on it right now, I would have to be a no. And it's, you know, part of the problem is I don't read this legislation as so open-ended as Legislator Parity presents. I mean, I read this legislation as having a lot of specifics in it, some of which I have concerns about, and all of which we've yet to hear from the school districts or our own mental health department on. So This legislation would commit us to a certain amount of, as Legislator Parity says, capital investment. And yes, it's capital investment in people. But I think it even came up through a conversation in caucus. You stated, Legislator Gavaris, it doesn't preclude us giving the schools money for what they're already doing to offset personnel expenses that are already in place. You know, I am open to expending capital on a human capital project as it relates to mental health in school-age children. But I think that there's a lot more work to be done in terms of defining the parameters of what that exactly is going to mean and look like. And certainly we have to get the stakeholders to a table to have a conversation. And by all accounts, that hasn't happened yet. So if I have to vote today, I would be a no, but I don't want the conversation to stop here and now.
So Walter, then Rock.
Thanks. Yeah, I would say I'm too committed to this conversation about improving mental health for youth. I'd have to say, with all due respect, I know for myself and other legislators, we expressed many concerns we had with this months and months ago. And it's not like we're just trying to push it down. I don't see any of that addressed, the concerns that we've expressed a long time ago. And so the work has to be done behind it. It's not general. It doesn't feel like it's just a broad reaching capital plan that's yet to be defined. It's pretty well defined. And those are the concerns. And I think to do due diligence would mean to actually go through it, identify those areas that are concerning, reach out to others. I will say, I also, besides talking to Chuck at BOCES, I've talked to Tara at Mental Health. There are ways we could explore this and improve this law. That work just has not been done yet. And I have no desire to let the need go and to not find a solution for our youth and their mental health services. But this, as written, is absolutely, as far as I'm concerned, not the solution.
I say Rock.
Thanks. You know, I understand a lot of what's been said by several legislators. The one thing that I don't think holds a lot of water is that the mental health department hasn't had a chance to weigh in on it yet, because we hadn't had our public hearing until now. I personally believe that is a very typical stall tactic by the executive's office. When they don't want something to move forward, they wait for us to have a public hearing and to have all of our discussions to make all of our changes. And then they say, oh, well, now that the Department of Mental Health has weighed in on it, you know, we can, you know, have all these changes, and there's five changes. And then after that, you know, we make three of those changes, and then four more changes come forward. Well, this has these four problems and these five problems. So, you know, maybe now that we're going to have, you know, $400,000 more in administration or whatever it is in the mental health department, you know, they'll have the staff an opportunity to weigh on these things as they move forward, rather than at the end of the process to stall.
Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. Just for clarification's sake, I'm not saying I agree with the fact that the mental health department hasn't weighed in yet. I was simply stating that it's my understanding that the mental health department hadn't weighed in yet, and I would like the feedback of our mental health department. So moving forward, I hope that happens sooner rather than later.
Walter?
And I'll say, for my part, I don't know for others, I have not heard any stalling from the executive's office on this. My concerns, I know for myself, are my concerns, but I have not sensed any kind of pushback. I don't know if I've heard anything from the executive's office specifically. Not say others haven't, but I will just say that for me, I gave very clear sense of the issues I had many, many months ago. None of them were either addressed in the revision or just had a conversation about. And so I just want to be clear that my pushback is coming from me, only me, and not from any executive or someone from the executive's office.
Let's take a Parity, then Wrong, then Donaldson.
Yeah, I mean, this legislation has been kicking around for a while. The schools know about it. Mental health department knew about it. BOCES knew about it. Anybody that wanted to come in and say, we have a better idea, was welcome to come in. It was suggested many times over. I've heard these type of arguments over the years. The what ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? I've got a better idea. Number one, you have to understand, is there a problem with mental health, anxieties, and addictions, or is there not? Not to move forward because there's going to be no checks written out by the Honorable Commissioner of Finance if this passes muster and passes through through the executive office for maybe a year. There's a lot to be hammered out. There's only two reasons. In my mind, after all the years that I've spent looking at the catastrophe that's going on, is that one, folks that don't really want this at this point or next point don't really think there's a problem with mental health, addictions, and anxieties. Or two, they just don't care about it. Like to talk about it, but don't want to do anything about it. And I would appreciate somebody saying, I really don't give a rat's butt about that. It doesn't put money in my pocket. Most of my constituents don't have a problem with this. So let's move it on, vote it down, whatever you have to do. I mean, I'll just sort of let everybody know that there's been nothing done to address this problem to go forward.
Let's hear Ron, then Nelson.
Thanks. Just briefly, I just want to respond to Legislator Walter. At no point did I think or pretend to think that, you know, your comments were because of a stalling tactic from the executive's office. I do believe that silence from the executives on the office on this and many other local laws that they don't necessarily want to move forward, you know, that is a stalling tactic. So again, when I said that, you know, I understood and appreciated a lot of what had been said, that included your comments, and I know that your comments were from you. I just want to make that clear.
Chair Donaldson.
I keep hearing, people bringing up specific concerns that they've had, and they've had them for months, but have they been put in writing so they could have been addressed?
Looks like Legislator Walter is shaking her head. Yes, Legislator Walter.
Yes, I mean, I've brought it up, and several of us have brought up at meetings, and there's minutes. So yes, they've absolutely been put in writing.
Minutes are not the same. Yeah, the minutes aren't the same thing. It's not your, when you do something in writing, you put something in writing and you say, look, these are my clear concerns, and then you address them.
Let's say Crispo, then Walter.
I just want to say for the record, I am 100% committed to mental health programs for youth, period. So I just want that for the record. I am clearly going to work on this in my next 2 years as a legislator. And I also had concerns about this legislation. I've been talking about them for months. And like Legislator Walter, I have not had specific questions answered. And so that's all I'm asking for. This is not a philosophical conversation about whether we agree with this or not. Clearly, many of us and most of us agree with the mental health needs of the youth and putting money into that. It's how we are going to do it.
I say, Walter.
Yeah, I'll just clarify. It's not the responsibility to suggest that because I didn't, or those of us didn't formally write it, when we stated it in a public meeting that had minutes, the responsibility was on the person who was drafting this local law to then respond to all those comments, which never happened in months. And I've had, you know, and many of us have had very specific, not just barriers, not just I don't knows, or not if what ifs, actually very specific things that we have concerns with that were never addressed by the sponsor of this ever. So, and it's the responsibility of the sponsor when hearing concerns from their fellow legislators to address them one way or another. Or, and if you don't expect us to be okay with it.
Hey, Perry.
I'll check my files in the next day or so. I don't believe I ever got any written critiques asking specific questions on anything.
Mr. Perry,
anything.
nobody's saying that. I think that's what they're saying is it was done during meetings. You were present at those meetings. There was, to answer, I think, and I don't want to speak to anybody, but I'm just going to summarize it because I think we're spending a lot of time on this. Chair Donaldson was saying that, did anybody put it in actual writing the way you're suggesting? And the answer, I think, is no. I don't think anybody put in formal comments in writing directly to you. What I think is being said is, and it's true, we've had discussions at this meeting over the last few months about concerns that each of us have had, yet nothing has been done to either discuss those concerns or to actually change them. And to Legislator Bartels brought up before, the concerns that I had, none of those have been addressed yet. I even brought up about the fact that we're doing it on a percentage basis of to how much money. To me, I don't see how a school district could operate not knowing year to year how much they're actually truly gonna get. I would be more supportive of a fixed dollar amount that would be adjusted rather than a percentage, because a percentage is it's too much up in the air for year to year. And it'd be hard to pay, and especially our years don't run the same as the school district year. So there's a lot of things that have been brought up and have been discussed. And I will agree with Legislator Criswell. I haven't heard anybody who says they're not in favor of the concept of this, the idea behind it. I think we all agree that there is an issue with mental health and we need to address it. But just like you were saying, this is a capital project, we would never go out and build a new highway garage without having the blueprints done, having easements set up, sending out notices to the neighbors that we're going to do this thing. There's a whole bunch of things that need to happen, but they just haven't. And we haven't gotten the feedback from the other partners in this, which is the school district. So, Legislator Perry.
Yeah, okay, two things. Number one, there are capital projects that are out 2 or 3 or 4 years from now that don't have the blueprints and the estimates and everything done yet. Now they will start to do that. Now, to answer your other question, somewhere along the way, I said that we did it with sales tax because that sort of indicates the strength or weaknesses of the county rather than a fixed amount, which would be raised by land taxes. So again, I know Mr. Criswell, Legislator Criswell, was concerned about the resource office, the SROs. I understand they were going to ask the county attorney or the legislative attorney about that. I only heard about it because somebody told me that they were either at or heard comments from the health department meeting. So all I'm going to say in the end is actions speak louder than words. And I've been looking at this for 10, 15 years, and we're going to go another 10 or 15 years if we don't do something.
That's the Haynes.
I did receive a letter of support from Dr. Morgan, Superintendent at Rondout, just to clarify that.
Chair Donaldson and Criswell.
When we talk about not knowing exactly how much money the school district is going to get, they work on guesstimates all the time. So do we, so do every municipality. You're not sure if you're going to get the state, how much state money you're going to get. We're not sure how much sales tax we're going to actually get each year. We guess that all the time. I mean, we make educated guesses and hopefully we're good. But we have had times when we weren't so good. But it's the point of information when it comes to the way the money is being handed out.
Mr. Criswell.
Yeah, I just want to mention that if you look in the chat, I do believe that we have gotten some weigh-in from Legislative Council.
Yeah, I saw that. Legislator Walter?
So, because I do actually feel like the conversation to refine this law is worthy, and, you know, I am concerned that if it completely fails, that conversation may not happen, that I'm going to make a motion that we do postpone it till January. It may not be, we may not have the information we need by then, but we could postpone it again. But that way we can be committed to doing the work, to refining the language of this until we are ready to vote on it. Because I think that, again, it seems very clear, unlike what was suggested, we all support, and we're all concerned about the mental health of our youth, and we all support finding some innovative ways to improve it. I just, since this is not it yet, I'm committed to continuing to do work on it. So I'm making a motion that we postpone it till January at this point.
Second. Mr. Rock, is it second?
No, sorry.
All right, will anybody else second it? Mr. Bartels, all right, discussion? Mr. Rock?
I really believe that's an improper motion. You know, I respect where Legislator Walter's coming from, but there are several things that you know, make me feel uneasy about postponing something from one legislature to the next. You know, when the same body, you know, is going year to year, let's say it was 2020 to 2021, I would say that you could postpone something to the next year. That having been said, Legislative Parodies is the sponsor of this resolution and a sponsor of the law, and he will not be a legislator next year. So postponing a resolution that's sponsored by him to a term when he's no longer going to be a legislator, I just don't find to be a proper motion. So maybe we can ask Legislative Council what his thoughts are on that. I think the proper thing to do would be to reintroduce it in the new year.
Legislative Council, if you want to weigh
in. Can I ask a question to Legislative Council related?
Legislative Walter.
If the sponsor was willing and it was allowed for me to co-sponsor it, would that be appropriate?
So the question is, if you co-sponsor, would the motion by the co-sponsor to postpone be an appropriate motion?
I think that the question, you know,
I just don't want it to die.
I think right. The question is, can, you know, is it proper to postpone a resolution to a new legislative term?
So, in the past, I know we have postponed things until the new year.
But not until the next term. We've done it inside the same legislative term, I believe, Council.
I'm not disputing your historical remembrance of that. I just don't know of any rule that specifically prohibits it in our rules. So I'm not sure that there is a prohibition in our rules.
Legislative Bartels.
Yeah, I mean, it's on some level, it's an academic argument because I really think that the onus in terms of not letting it die is on those of us that will be here next year. You know, we'll continue to have the conversation. It could be reintroduced, in a different format. I believe in my colleague's commitment to, and by that a plural colleague's commitment to tackling the issue of mental health challenges in our youth. I'm not prepared to support this as it's written, but I am prepared to have that conversation moving forward. So however the committee wants to handle it, I'm not going to support sending this to the floor to have the debate on the floor. I don't think it's there yet.
Is there parity?
I really don't want to hang in limbo now or after I'm gone, one place or the other. So I move to send it to the full legislature, vote yes, it's an important piece of legislation, or no, we don't want it.
Right now in the middle of...
I don't care how the vote is.
So Legislator Parity votes no on the postponement.
I got it.
I vote no.
Chair Donaldson?
I didn't hear a second to it anyway.
Well, I'll be voting no on the postponement, but I also what was the vote on the health committee on this?
4-1.
It was 4-1, it passed, and then again, so then it comes to finance, ways and means, and then they basically throw out what the health committee did. Okay.
Curious. Mr. Chairman, in fairness to the legislators who've been raising concerns, and so as to hopefully shorten this debate a little bit, you know, many of the questions being raised are financial questions, which is what Ways and Means is charged with.
Yeah, and to that point, the financial impact that's listed is $600, but I think we all know that the financial impact, if this were to pass today, is substantially more than $600. There's a tremendous amount of both financial and programmatic questions which haven't yet to be answered.
Let's say Walter, then Rock.
So, you know, I made my motion to show my good faith, but if the sponsor does not want that and would rather it not pass, then that's fine. I will still be committed to this in the future, next term. I, you know, again, want to express that a vote against this is not a vote against the mental health well-being of our youth. It's about the plan that's proposed in front of us. And so I'll withdraw it, and I will make it clear that I will not vote in favor of this at this time.
Especially Martels?
I'll withdraw my second, and I'll echo those sentiments. My vote against the legislation is not is not a vote against the mental health well-being of our youth. And I too am committed to addressing this issue as we move forward in the next term.
Great. So the motion has been withdrawn to postpone. So now we're still in the motion to approve. Legislator Archer.
Yeah, I will just be clear as well that I support programs for the mental health of students and our youth. But again, this legislation, it is not a capital plan where you're building the components of it in a multi-year process. This is a local law, and this is nowhere near ready for a vote. But if we're forced to vote, I will be a no.
I move we call the question.
All right.
I second it.
All those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4. All those opposed? 2, 3, 4. 4, 4, 4. Motion is defeated. All right, thank you. 553, authorized distribution of mortgage tax receipts. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 554, authorizing the chair of the legislature to enter into an agreement with Ulster County Soil and Water.
I move we block 554, 555, and 556.
Motion second. Mr. Archer, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. On the block, motion.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so carried, thank you. 565, confirming the appointment of Brendan Masterson as Commissioner of Public Works. Motion, Legislator Rock.
I'll move it.
Second, Bartels, discussion? All those in favor?
I just have one, yeah. I just wanna say one quick thing. I just wanna commend the executive on this choice. I think it's a really fantastic choice. Brendan's a great guy, and he's gonna do a great job in this position.
Chair Donaldson, you have your hand up? No, okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried, thank you. 568, authorizing the chair of the legislature to enter an intermunicipal agreement with New York State DEC. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second. Well, Bartels, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 569, approving an increase.
I'll move it.
Second. Have a second. Bartels, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 571, authorized chair of legislature into an agreement.
I'll move it.
Second. Bartels, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 571, authorizing the chair of legislature.
I'll move it.
Second. Bartels, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 572, authorizing the chair of legislature to enter, execute an agreement resource allocation.
I'll move it.
Second. Bartels, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So Hello. Carried. Sorry, I thought I heard somebody.
I move we block 575, 76, and 77, and 78.
And 78, second. Walter, discussion? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right, on the block? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? So carried. 580, amending capital project 550 fairgrounds improvement. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
582.
Here we go. Approving the execution of a contract amendment, contract for $587,300. A motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 583, amending capital project 580, Broadsheet.
I'll move it.
Ronk, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 585, amending 2021-2026 capital improvement program.
I'll move it.
Second, Martels. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 587, amending capital project 482, Canada radio system. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Martels. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Did I skip? No, I didn't skip one. 589, authorizing chair legislature to execute a lease agreement with Walk Hill Fire Company.
I'll move it, and I'd like to be added as a sponsor.
Okay. Second, Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 590, amending capital project 594, Black
I'll Creek. Move it.
Second, Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 592, authorizing the chair legislature to execute a contract with New York State
Division. I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 593, amending the 2021
budget. I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 594, authorizing the conveyance of county on property to original owners.
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 595, amending the 2022 budget for ARPA related expenses. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. I'll second for discussion. Legislator Rock.
Thanks, Chairman. I know that you and I spoke earlier. I plan on withdrawing this after saying a couple of words. If you're willing to withdraw it,
just so you're aware, before you joined, Bert had also conveyed from the exec's office they would also like it withdrawn as well.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, and part of my concern here is that I feel like as we've tried to work through this ARPA project process, we keep being sold a bill of goods. And then, we come to what we think is an agreement, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, that's not what we agreed to. And then, three different people from the same office have three different stories on exactly what we agreed to. As of right now, I have a little bit of a lack of faith in how we're moving forward on these ARPA funds. we were going to move the non-capital, expenses into the budget. Then we were told that we didn't want to move them into the budget because it was going to increase the budget by millions of dollars and it wouldn't look good to the public. And then we were told that we were going to put it in contingency so small amounts of money couldn't be spent over and over and over again without legislative approval. And now here we are. No, we want it withdrawn. So, I've got pretty deep concerns about this. If I had to do over again, I'd probably go back and support what Legislator Bartels was putting forward, honestly. I think that as a legislature, we really need to, get a handle on what's going on, and sort of take back the reins on some of this stuff. So I, with that having been said, I'll withdraw the resolution.
Thank you, and I'll withdraw as well. All right. Resolution has been withdrawn. 596, approving the execution of a contract for $55,000 for Family Woodstock. Can I have a motion? Martel, second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
So carried. 597, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $27,000 for...
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 598, approving the execution of a contract for $382,750 for Bellow and Company. Have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second, Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 599, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $8,380 for Acumatic Computer Systems. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second, Walter, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 600, approving the execution of a contract for $61,746. Can I have a motion?
I'll move
up there. Second, Ronk, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 601, execution of a contract. There's 60,349. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 602, approving execution of a contract amendment for 54,000 for Halwick Law LLC.
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 603, approving the execution of a contract for 130,000 to connectamerica.com. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Thank you. Legislator Archer, discussion? Legislator Archer?
Thank you. Is this a new program? I don't recall seeing this before, and I just wanted to just get a little background on this. I didn't have a chance to give a call and find out.
Deputy Executive Ryder?
Oh, it's a new vendor. It's a long time program. These are the personal emergency response. So think of the commercials, help me, I've fallen, I can't get up. Our previous vendor didn't submit a bid, and actually it was time for a change. It just wasn't working as well. So we went out to bid, got the responses, and we're just awarding to a new vendor who we know a lot of other county OFAs use and are happy with. So mm-hmm. We're looking forward to the new relationship with the new vendor.
And how many people does this service? And is it similar to what we paid in the past, or is it increased significantly?
It's not a significant increase. It may have increased slightly. Mm-hmm. I think they provided the number to the committee on how many this serves, but I don't have it off the top of my head.
It was kind of hard to break down because depending on the service, there were different price points. So I wasn't sure how many people were supported by this effort.
Yeah, I mean, some folks actually just want this as an app on their phone because people have phones with them at all times. So that's going to be a cheaper service than if you actually have the PR at the personal emergency response device on like a chain around your neck.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a question for Mark through the chair. Do we have a waiting list for people who want this, or does everyone who wants it, is everyone able to get it?
I think this is one of the services that we have a waiting list for. I can follow up with Sue and find out what that is, if that is the case.
That would be great. Thank you.
So I, as a follow-up question, is there a specific criteria or financial indicator that they use to determine whether someone can afford to get it on their own? Or so if there's that criteria, if you could share that as well, that would be helpful.
Will do.
All right, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 604, amending the 2021 Wells County budget to.
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 605, approving the execution of a contract for $135,000 for Dutchess Techcom. In motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 606, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $103,328 for NCON services. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Wrong second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 607, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $22,845.96.
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 608, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $32,864 for Postular and Jackal Corp. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 609, approving the execution of contract amendment $50,000 for Catskill Mountain Railroad.
I'll move it.
Second. Walter Bartels, discussion? let's say Bartels.
So my understanding is that this was put in for as a one-year contract and then was amended in committee to be made a two-year contract. Can I ask whoever can answer that question what the implication why it was put in as a 1 year and what the implication of moving it to a 2 year would be, and whether or not the 2 year was approved by, went through council.
Executive Ryder.
So we did this extension because of COVID. The RFP that went out, I believe, was 3 plus 2 years. And this is an extended year. We had already given them some relief from COVID in last year's permit, allowing them to pay the first $25,000 at a later date because of the effects of COVID on Polar Express. We did it as a 1 year, and it aligned it with Rail Explorers. And the idea was the purchasing department was going to go back out to RFP for both throughout this year. And then we would have another 5 year or so contract for whoever, what the awarded proposers were. I guess in Public Works, I happened to miss that night. It got amended for 2 years. I'm unclear why the 2 years was chosen. But from a procurement perspective, putting on my director of purchasing hat, it's time for this to go back out to RFP, and it's important to, you know, abide by, you know, regular procurement laws that happens. So I hope that this ends up being able to be amended back to a 1 year.
Archer, then Crystal.
I'd like to hear from Peter if he was part of the meeting where this occurred.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that the track committee did in fact approve it as a 2 year.
No, I just for the record, I support putting it back to the 1 year, particularly if it's aligning up with our procurement process at this juncture. I can't support a 2 year.
Mr. Rock.
Just two things. First off, you know, the track committee, and I think people often, you know, mistake this as an advisory committee, not a committee that moves things forward. While I respect that they wanted it to be 2 years, Public Works did approve it to be 2 years. Now, on the procurement standpoint, I don't think that Mark is saying it has to go back out to RFP from a procurement standpoint. I think he said it should. And that's, you know, I'm very, you know, shall and should are very different things. You know, I don't think that there's anything legally insufficient with us making this a 2 year extension rather than a 1 year extension.
Thank you. You mentioned, Mark, you mentioned Rail Explorers. Where is their contract up at this? Is it a concomitant contract parallel, or is it running at a different time frame?
Yeah, so it was extended as well for a year, although that contract was extended at the very beginning of the process because the amount of the track that was supposed to be available to them was not available to them. Remember, it was like part of that spaghetti track. And there was an issue with, they were supposed to, the way they proposed, it was going to be one way, and then they were going to get driven back. And the way the track ended up, it ended up having to be a 2 year or a two way trip, round trip. And they had to buy basically electrical assist rail bikes. So they will end, you know, in 22. And the idea was to align the entire corridor to go up for proposal. Legislator Ronk is correct. Legally, it's a professional service and likely doesn't have to go out. But our procurement manual does state that these things require an RFP. And the RFP was for a set term, allowing for kind of exigent circumstances, which I just don't think you can say, okay, 2 years, we still know that we're going to be in the same situation that we're in. I think a year for COVID is reasonable. But you're right, legally, I don't think you have to take it back to a 1 year. Although I'll leave that to legislative council.
Can I just follow on? So, and then I heard, and I'm not even sure where this came from, but I heard that there were potential issues with the space that they're utilizing at the at Herzog's or at that end of the track. Is that an issue as well?
I mean that they Herzog's will eventually want them to move away from that end of the track if they're going to build the Kingstonian project. You really can't have it run in front of there. I know he's it was said at the track committee that he's willing to move them over by Mac Fitness, but it would be difficult to have the trains run by during construction.
Let's say Archer.
Yeah, given that compounded with the fact that you're trying to align both opportunities at each end of the rail, I would make a proposal to put it back to a 1 year lease. It gives everybody an opportunity to assess where we're going in the next year or so versus a two year lease. So I'm proposing a 1 year.
Well, I'll second that for the purpose of discussion, but can
I? Well, I don't, I guess let me clarify. Legislator Archer, is that an actual?
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so.
Second, Legislator Bertels, discussion. Go ahead, Legislator
Bertels. Yeah, so I second it for the purpose of discussion, but I would actually, at this moment, prefer at least beginning by postponing the week so that we could talk to our caucuses about it. I mean, this is, you know, it came out of Public Works, but you know, this is the first I'm really talking about it to any group of the body. So yeah, I don't feel fully informed yet. I'm just not sure.
Is there Criswell then Rock?
I just want to say that I think that Legislator Bartels has a good idea because it's a very complicated issue. There's an issue of a potential grant to actually repair the tracks that has ramifications on the county in terms of a 10-year commitment to actually have an active rail service on this track. And so I just think there's a lot of conversation that has to happen. And so I would just support what Legislator Bartels said.
Rock.
Since this meeting is being recorded and there are many people in the room, I just want to make it clear what Legislator Criswell just said was slightly correct and slightly incorrect. There is a 10-year commitment on the county if the Catskill Mountain Railroad gets the grant, which the county would have to support, where the county would have to maintain the rails that and the ties, pretty much any physical structures that are put in as part of the grant have to be maintained by the county. It doesn't say the train has to run on them. We don't have to operate a train on the tracks. We just have to maintain the tracks that are paid for with the grant.
I didn't say that a train has to run. I said that a rail service has to run, and that's what I was told had to happen, some sort of rail service. I didn't say a train. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I apologize. I also don't believe that we have to operate a rail service on it. I believe that the tracks need to be maintained.
Executive Rider.
There is a clause in the grant that they're applying for that requires a maintenance of service. So not just a maintenance of the improvements, but a maintenance of some type of service. Does that mean something similar to a rail explorers on the other end? I mean, there's a lot of different options there, but it would mean, you know, leaving the tracks in place and having some sort of railroad type service for 10 years.
Anybody else? Legislator Archer.
So to the point that Legislator Bartels made and all the discussion we've had, if it's easier for me to withdraw the 1 year and just postpone it till next week, till everybody has a chance to speak with their caucus, I'm happy to do that.
Legislator Ronk and then Bartels.
If it makes anything easier, I don't need to talk to my caucus. You know, we're pretty solid yes on the 2 years. But whatever, we can postpone it.
I'll withdraw my second if Legislator Archer's withdrawing her motion. It's really
and putting in a motion to postpone it till next week.
I'll second that.
Second that. All right. Discussion on that. All right. All those in favor? Opposed?
I'm opposed to postponing it.
Legislator Hanger opposed as well? Okay. All right. Two opposed. All right. Thank you. 611, approving the execution of a contract for $320,000 for Romer Wallens Gold for Department of Personnel. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? Just a question. This is a cap amount. Is that correct?
To exceed.
Okay. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 612, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $210,000.
I'll move it.
Second. Let's say Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 613, approving the execution of a contract for $72,943.30.
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 614, authorizing the County of Ulster to reopen Section 552 of retirement Social Security law?
I'll move it.
Second, Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 615, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $52,730 for Black Creek.
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 616, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $29,900.
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 617, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $18,200. Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 618, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $26,40 for NICOM Cup. Can I have a motion?
Second. I'll move it.
Second, Ronk, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 619, approving the execution of contract amendment for $11,488 for NICOMCA.
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Mm-hmm. 620, approving the execution of a contract amendment for rate anticipation next we see $50,000. Can I have a motion? Walter, discussion? I'm sorry, second?
Second.
Ronk, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 621, approving the execution of contract amendment for $532,913 for HRI. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Legislator Walter, second round. Discussion? Legislator Haynes?
Sarah?
Were you just seconding or you want to speak on it? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I move we block 622 to 636 if there's no objection.
Okay. Second? I'll second it.
They should all be social services contracts unless I missed one.
There. All right. Any discussion? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. On the block? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So carry. Thank you.
I'd now move that we block 637 to 646. They're all mental health contracts.
What about 640? No, 646. You're right.
That can we keep out 6? Sorry, is it 6? I was trying to look real quick, but Legislator Ronk went too fast. Either 643 or 644. I think 44 is the methadone. I'd like to talk about that one.
643 should be the methadone.
Okay, so
I will revise my amendment to exclude 643.
Okay.
My block, I mean.
I forgot who seconded it, but Legislator Walter second. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, all right. On the block?
All those aye. In
favor? Opposed? Okay. All right, 643. Approve the execution of a contract for $100,000 for Health Alliance. Motion? Legislator Walter. Second, Ronk. Discussion? Legislator Walter.
Thank you. So I did bring this up, I think, it was at the chair's meeting, but you know, there has been consistently each month some concerns from legislators about giving money to Health Alliance when we have still some outstanding concerns. particularly related to mental health and substance abuse, which methadone treatment is associated with that. Recognizing that many of these resolutions are state flow through, that we don't have the capacity to necessarily intervene with it. This is county money for a methadone clinic. And I had asked if we could understand if there are other organizations that potentially could receive this money and whether an RFP had recently gone out. I know Deputy Executive Ryder, you had said, although I know it's been a busy week, that you'd possibly look into when the last time this was even RFP. But since this is one thing that we could potentially, it's small, but you know, use to express our frustration with how they are handling substance abuse response at the hospital, it just seemed worth having a discussion about it.
Deputy Secretary Ryder.
This conversation did come up at Public Health. I believe what Deputy Commissioner Terry McDonald had to say was basically, this is the only methadone provider in the county. I get that there could be others that were interested if we RFP'd it. Not every county has a methadone clinic in it. And these are the only ones licensed currently to do it for Ulster County. It would need to be a much broader process than in the month of December to try to fix this for 2022. I'm happy to take a look at this for beyond that this year, and whether that's an RFP or work with the state to get others licensed. But she was pretty clear, and I know Peter, Legislator Quiswell was there and heard it as well, that this is the only agency that can offer it now.
Legislator Bartels and Walter.
Legislator, responding to that, she could go first.
Thanks. I appreciate that you looked into it. I'm not sure if that's true, because I do believe the Institute for Family Health provides methadone treatment. But that said, I appreciate looking into it over the year. I know that this is here right now, so I'm not looking to stop it because I do want the care. I think I'd appreciate you looking at this. And then if there is any other similar type of thing where it's the county giving money to Health Alliance, that we should really be taking a long, hard look at any of those kinds of contracts to identify whether there's other sources to provide those services. But thank you for that update. I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but I appreciate it.
I think it, and I'm slightly misremembering it, so you'd have to go back and listen to it. I feel like it was maybe the fact that it was the specific Suboxone or whatever they were offering here, they were the only ones able to offer it. She clearly said that. So whatever, and you know, we can have that conversation with her offline if you think there's others. It was a licensure issue though.
Let's say Bartels, then Criswell.
Thanks. So also in the chair's meeting, the question came up about whether or not there's a waiting list for these services and the hours of operation. Was that discussed? Or do we get answers on that?
I haven't had an opportunity to get answers on that yet.
Okay. So could you come back with that or just send it out via email? That'd be great. Thank you.
Sir Criswell.
I think that it's important to note that Ms. McDonald also said that there are current clients who would be really hurt by not funding this program right now. So I really like the approach of let's take this next year, let's look at it, let's see what we can queue up to fund for future funding.
Any other discussion? How is this contract paid out? Is it money up front? Is it billable services? Do you know how that's done?
I'd have to look at the Schedule B, but it's so they run this program regardless of this money. I mean, this allows them to have, I believe, some expanded hours, but the clinic, the methadone clinic, as Deputy Commissioner McDonald pointed out in that meeting, is a much larger undertaking than this $100,000. So it's not like they bill us per service. This is our you know, part of having it here in Ulster County. And so I'd have to take a look at the Schedule B to see how it's paid out.
Okay, all those in, so I'm sorry, I lost track of where we were on this. This is to postpone. Did anybody make a motion to postpone this? No, okay, sorry. Thought somebody was going to. All right, all those in favor then?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so carried. 647, establishing a policy to provide budget transparency.
I'll move it for discussion.
Bartels, discussion, Mr. Ronk.
Thanks. You know, this is one I would like postponed until next week to be able to have a conversation with my caucus. You know, I understand where it's coming from and I'm not necessarily opposed to it, but I do have concerns about the impact on our employees' privacy. You know, so I would like to, you know, be able to talk to my caucus about it.
Awesome. Second. Let's say Archer, second. All right. Discussion. Let's say Archer. You're on mute now.
Yeah, I don't have a problem waiting till next week, but I do want to make a clarification here. All the information was information previously received by this body. There's a lot of confusion. Employee salary is available. It is not private. So I think it would just be help us to understand where our vacancies are, where people are sitting, and understanding the organization structure a lot better. And I think it's very helpful in creating transparency in the budget cycle.
All right, all those in favor?
The Commissioner of Finance has his hand up.
Oh, sorry, Kirk, go ahead.
Wanted to give information. We did have names previously. One of the problems with those, they were inaccurate for the most part. Remember, we start this budget process in May. And I will say one of the issues we even ran into is with the legislature as a whole. For instance, this year, the exec budget would list you as vacant because we wouldn't know the election results until November. I don't know listing the legislature as vacant is a good idea. And having a name, would it be this year or the previous year? There are many changes during the year as comparison. That would be my only thing with the names. Other than that, I have, you know, it wouldn't be hard to put the standard hours on.
Let's say Bartels.
You know, I appreciate what the Commissioner of Finance is saying, but it might be a bridge too far to say that they would mostly be wrong. I know that in previous years when we had the names listed, they were the names at the time that the budget was printed. So it was a moment in time. Obviously, you're saying they weren't the names at the time the budget was printed. How'd you put
different? No, it was when we first started in May. That's when we first we never went back and updated those.
When the first was drafted. Okay.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Well, it's a picture of a moment in time.
Let's say Archer.
Yeah, I thought you guys didn't get budget information, that it was really done. This is a little tongue in cheek, Bert, because you guys always say, oh, we don't get budgets. Wait a second, if you allow me to finish. You guys always say you don't have the information, so then maybe it needs to be updated and maybe we need to get current information. It's about transparency and you guys are espousing the same thing. So why don't we all work together to have more transparency? I think that would be great. Thank you.
In fairness to the Commissioner of Finance, I don't believe he's ever said that to us. I believe that the two gentlemen who have said that to us are Mark Ryder and John Milgram.
Legislator Haynes.
Forgive me, I haven't read too much into this, and I know Ken said he wants to speak to our caucus about it, but is this transparency including names attached to positions? I thought we didn't like to have names attached to positions.
I don't think that's the issue. I don't know where that came. It was something we've always asked for and never received. So, you know, somewhere along the line, somebody set that tone. I may have been the previous administration. I'm saying that for clarity and a better understanding of the organization, I think it's helpful to have names in the process in org charts. I mean, that shouldn't be a secret. So thanks.
Any other discussion? All right, all those in favor? Opposed?
Postponing, right?
Yes, postponing.
All right.
All right. Opposed? All right, so carried. I don't think I missed anything. Any new business? No? All right, Comptroller Gallagher, do you have any updates?
Sure, good evening, thank you. I just wanted to let you know we were beginning our risk assessment process for 2022. We're firming up our Q3 report, which will probably go out next week. And a cost of COVID report, we had some comments back from the administration that you'll probably see Friday after the Tech City event in the middle of the week. And I wanted to let you guys know that we got a big sales tax payment today. We're at $128,132,000. And if we look back to 2020 and 2019, 2019 being the lesser of those two between now and the end of the year, we have, you know, six more sales tax payments coming. That would be another $21 million. So we're looking at a good, healthy $149 million in all likelihood or something thereabouts. Obviously, there's no guarantee. Similarly, occupancy tax is doing very well. We're at $2,596,000 and change. So both those numbers looking very well, and appreciate you guys listening, you know, for the budget purposes.
Thank you. Mr. Bertels.
Can I just ask the comptroller, I don't know if you have the information with you, but in terms of the occupancy tax, how do those numbers compare to pre-adoption of the agreement with Airbnb?
Well, we budgeted 2 million and we're ahead of even the previous year, which was a little bit higher pre-COVID, but I don't have, I can't share Airbnb numbers. You'll have to ask the Commissioner of Finance.
So yeah, I would like to ask the Commissioner of Finance. I understand you might not have it on you right now, and if you don't, that's fine, but could we see a comparative analysis of pre and post adoption?
I can get those numbers in terms of when it was adopted from prior, no problem.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, business? If not, ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second, Walter. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you all.
Have a great night, everybody.
Good night.